Okay, there's this really bad dude named Hacker.
Me! Hacker? To you?
Whatever. He wants to take over the cyber world from Motherboard. The three kids are sucked into cyberspace, and they use brain power to help save everybody.
Okay, here's the plan.
So they travel all over and run into all these weird creatures and have all these awesome adventures. It's totally up to them to save cyberspace. Can three cool kids and a wacky bird outsmart the Hacker?
Never!
There's only one way to find out.
Tune in to Cyber Chase.
Cyber Chase, we're moving. We're beating Hacker at his game. Don't tell me that he's trying to hack the motherboard. We'll get him every time.
Cosmic world, freaky places that we've seen. We got the power of 1, 2, 3, 4.
Running in the Cyber Chase. We'll meet him face to face. We'll stick together all the time. Adventures in cyberspace. The chase is on.
You're not impressed.
Jelly beans! You call that wicked?
You have something better?
As a matter of fact, I do. Hang on to your pointy hat. I bring you
color changing laser beams!
Ooh! You purple boss!
I love purple!
Ha! A lame old light show! Check this out!
Snowballs?
Jackie, hi!
Your party planner has arrived!
Come in, come in!
Wow! I like your new digs, guys!
We've always wanted to build a house with a prime view of Mount Evermore.
Great view.
It's our dream home. That's why we're having a housewarming party.
And that's why I'm here. This is my first party planning gig, but I came prepared. Now, the balloons can go here, the streamer's there. Oh, and I'll need a spot for Chef Foodie.
Chef Foodie?
Bonjour, my little piglets!
It wouldn't be a party without a caterer.
Oh, not just a caterer, the best caterer in all of cyberspace.
Hey, what's this?
Dup, dup, dup. No touching. It is my masterpiece. Voila!
It's us. Well, two of us.
Chef Foodie, there are only two pigs here, but there are three pigs.
It's me. I'm the missing one.
No problem. Chef Foodie will fix. I will make the third pig tout suite.
Okay, that's solved. Next, decorations, check. Balloons, check. Room temperature. A comfortable 68 cyber degrees. Awesome. Out, hacky poo!
You can do better than that, boss.
Not only can I do better, I will do better with my boomerang laser.
Ha ha! To you, hacker!
Uh-oh. What was that noise?
I'm sure it was nothing.
Why not? We better go see. Mount Evermore is no more.
Almost no more. The royal heads are gone.
How could this happen? How terrible!
I'll alert the king. He'll fix it. I hope.
Look,
what you've done! How could you?
It's not all gone, right, Buzzy?
Well, it's not good.
I didn't mean to do it. I was just displaying my brilliance.
Just wait till the king hears about this.
What do you know? It's the king! You know, Wicked was just talking about you.
Whatever after real is the meaning of this?
So, funny story.
I don't want a story. I just want to know who destroyed my beloved mountain. Because whoever did it is going straight to the dungeon.
No, they did it.
Us?
Just ring if you need anything. We're not far away. Oh, I'll be back with the lunch menu.
You know, Buzzy, this isn't gonna be so bad. Ah, I'm hungry. I hope they have donuts on the menu.
Okay, tell King about Mount Evermore, check. Cups, check. Streamers, check. Ice sculpture. Not done yet?
Oh, Chucky! You do not rush an artist.
I thought he was a chef.
Hey, guys!
Ah, the rest of the Cyber Squad is here.
Hey, Jax.
Looks like some party you planned. Anything we can do to...
Help? Glad you asked. Inez, you can tie these up around the room. Matt, you can set out the punch.
Got it.
What about the ditch?
Music! I need music!
Now you're talking! Ditch the DJ will get this party started!
Okay, Hacky Poo, let's get started.
Started? With what?
A plan to take over Happily Ever Afterville and become the new queen and king.
We already tried that. It failed.
Then we'll try again! Never say never, I always say. Me and you, Hacky Poo, together forever.
No thanks.
Let me put this another way. You will help me with this plan.
Ah, is that so?
Yes, that is so. And you know why? Because I know who really made a mess of Mount Evermore, and it wasn't Buzz and Delete. Maybe I should fly over to the castle and tell the king,
Where do we start, my queen?
Let's see, do we have enough balloons? Is the punch too purple? Do we have enough cups? 5, 10, 15, 20. We need more cups!
More cups!
Oh, thanks, guys. Extra cups. Check.
And the crew and the 5, 6, 7, 8.
What are you guys doing?
Practicing our dance.
Okay, but just watch the cups.
Sorry.
Clean up in aisle 4.
Feeny!
This is awesome, Chef Foodie. Thanks.
Jax, you look a little flushed.
I'm a little warm. Party planning is harder than I thought.
Actually, it is warm in here.
Yeah, I've heard of a housewarming party, but this is ridiculous.
I don't understand. It was a perfect 68 cyber degrees when I got here. Now it's 75 cyber degrees. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That's 7 degrees higher.
Oh, no. Why is it getting warmer?
Nobody panic. A little heat isn't gonna do anything. Not a problem.
Not a problem? The ice sculpture, she will melt.
Okay, that is a problem. I need to pace.
Pacing going on.
Thinking. What's making it hotter?
Well, it's more crowded in here than usual.
Well, that could make it hotter.
But not this hot!
Well, nothing else is different inside the house.
But there is something different outside!
What happened to the royal heads?
We have no idea. They were here, now they're not.
I've alerted the king. He's investigating.
There's your problem. It's hot in the house because the sun is shining on it.
But if the sun is shining on the outside of the house, why is it making the inside so hot?
Because heat can travel through solid objects, like a roof and windows.
And without the royal heads blocking the sun, there's less shade to help keep the house cool.
How long have we been here? It feels like forever.
Is that a long time?
I think so. I miss my bunnies.
And I'm hungry.
Food!
Yum! Eggs and pancakes.
Best dungeon food ever! Excuse me, may I get some OJ? Fresh squeeze, no pulp, please.
Yikes! Now it's 83 cyber degrees. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8! That's 8 degrees hotter than before. The party's going to be a disaster.
There must be something we can do.
We need to think, that's what. Think, Ditch, think.
Ditch! The cops!
Oh, my masterpiece!
She is melting!
It's so hot in the house. I feel bad for the pigs.
I feel bad for everyone who lives in Happily Ever Afterville. Mount Evermore meant a lot to them, and now it's gone.
Half gone. Found them up.
Wow, it's a lot cooler in here.
Cooler than inside the pig's house, that's for sure. It's only 74 cyber degrees in here.
It's 83 in the house. Weird. The sun is shining on the house and the shed. So why is the shed cooler?
What's different about the shed and the house, and what's the same?
Well, the house is orange and the shed is yellow, so that's different.
The house has a flat roof. And so does the shed. So that's the same.
What's that stuff on the roof?
Just ivy, some flowers, and moss.
But there's no ivy, flowers, or moss on the house.
You think that means something? Oof!
You okay?
Yeah, I just realized something.
That you should be more careful?
That too. But the grass is wet and it's cool.
That figures. Something wet is usually cool.
But this path is hot.
Grass, cool. No grass, hot. Plants on roof, cool. No plants on roof, hot.
I think we're on to something, Nezzy.
I think so, too. And don't call me Nezzy.
You miss Buzz and Delete, don't you?
Miss who?
Those dunce buckets!
What? Never!
Then why are you drawing a picture of them?
I don't know what you're talking about. What's that?
Once we overthrow the king, we'll need a new castle. For us. Just me and you, Hacky Poo. Now, get me some more markers.
Buzz, Delete! We need markers. Oh, right. They're not here.
Let me get this straight. You're saying the shed is cooler than the house because there are plants on the roof?
We think so.
The plants create shade. They also release the water they drink, which evaporates and cools the air. Kind of like when we sweat.
And when we sweat, it makes our bodies cooler.
We didn't have this problem when the whole mountain was there to give us shade.
I miss the mountain.
Aw, don't worry. I'm sure the king's gonna find a way to fix it.
So if the plants on the roof of the shed make the inside cooler, what if we put plants on the roof of the house?
Now, your throne can go here, and of course mine will go here.
Why do I get such a small throne? I am going to be king.
Yes, and no.
What?
Well, of course you'll be king, in name. But I, the queen, will be the actual ruler of Happily Ever Afterville.
Now, just wait 1 minute. If there's only one new ruler, it's going to be me.
Oh, really? Might I remind you that I can tell the king what you did?
Let me remind you that you were right there with me when it happened.
Okay, this is going to work, right? This is definitely going to work. I know this is going to work. What if it doesn't work?
It will work, Jax. Once we make our green roof, the house should cool down.
I hope so, or the guests will melt along with the ice sculpture.
Tiff, Riff, let's get these plants onto the roof. How many trees do we put up there? Good question.
We can make an estimate. You know, a thinking guess.
It's a big space up there.
You think 4 trees will cover it?
Nope. I'd say the roof is 2 times the size of those 4 trees.
So if the roof is approximately twice the size of these 4 trees, we need 4 more trees. And 4 plus 4 is 8. We need 8 trays of plants, please.
Not enough!
I guess our estimate was low.
That's okay. An estimate doesn't have to be exact. That's why it's an estimate. Now that we're close, we can adjust our numbers a little.
4 more trays should do it.
4 more trays! Let's get them up there!
Roof covered! The estimate worked!
Good job, guys!
It's beautiful.
Another benefit about green roof.
Turn on the hose!
Water coming!
Ha-hooey! Time to drink!
Buzzy?
Yeah, Dee Dee?
I don't think the boss is coming for us.
I don't think he's coming either, but that's okay. The food's good.
Right.
Yes! Before it was 83 cyber degrees. Now it's 80.
That's 3 degrees lower.
It worked! The green roof is helping cool down the house.
Okay, we still have lots to do before the guests get here.
Oui, my cucumber sandwiches still need the queue. Oh, and the cucumber.
No!
The roof is leaking?
Found the leak!
When we watered the plants, some of the water went right through the roof.
I don't understand. We waterproofed the roof when we built the house.
Yeah, but we didn't plan for plants on the roof.
Or probably all that extra water.
No problem. We can put down thicker waterproofing so the roof won't leak.
It's not on my list, but begin Operation Waterproof the Roof.
There was the time we entered the 3-legged cyborg race and Talit tripped. And we all tumbled to the ground. Oh, and another time.
No, stop it with memory lane, will you? It's hard to make a genius plan when all you hear is buzz this and delete that. I am sick of it.
I was sick once. Buzz and Delete made me chicken soup with extra noodles.
That's it! I'm at the end of my broomstick. It's either me, who knows what you did and will turn you into the king if you don't do as I say, or Buzz and Delete. You decide. Well?
I'm thinking.
A little further. There!
Perfecto! This sort of stop the leaks.
Let's put the plants back.
Oh, I do hope this works.
Water coming!
Hat-tooey! Am I ever gonna learn?
No drips here.
None here either.
The waterproofing worked. And guys, more good news. It's 74 cyber degrees. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 degrees lower than before.
My ice sculpture is so happy.
Thanks, guys. I don't know what I would have done without you.
Aw.
Yeah. Our guests are here. Welcome. Glad you came.
Welcome. Greeting. Glad you came.
So, Your Majesty, you see, it all started with...
Out with it, hacker!
Oh, all right. It was I, the actor, who damaged Mount Everborn. Not Buzz and Delete.
I see.
So, perhaps you can let them go free.
What?
Buzz! Boy, did we miss you.
Did you miss us, boys?
Not a chance.
Come here, you.
Okay, no need to get too mushy. Let's go home.
Not so fast, hacker. Now that I know it was you, it's only right that you make amends.
Amends?
Why did you tell the king my plan to take over Happily Ever Afterville?
I couldn't bear to do this without you.
Seriously, you expect me to believe that?
Stop complaining and hand me that chisel. You're doing it all wrong.
Oh, please, hacker. I can chisel better than you ever could. Watch and learn.
Boss, I think you missed a spot.
Could someone bring us more pancakes?
This just in! The king is having Mount Evermore rebuilt! Let's party!
These cucumber sandwiches are amazing.
Oh, oui, I know. Merci.
Great party, Jax.
The best! You're an amazing party planner.
I did do a pretty good job, huh? Despite a few setbacks. Nothing a green roof couldn't fix.
Stay right where you are. It's Cyber Chase for real.
It's spring, but it feels like summer.
This is not a good time.
What? This is not a good time. What's wrong?
My air conditioner is broken.
You should get out of the house. Come meet me at a really cool place. I'll text you the address.
Okay.
Your old school?
Yep.
Wow. Ah.
You were right. This is a really cool place.
I'll show you why. Hi, Miss Vicky.
Jaden, great to see you.
This is my Aunt Bianca.
Nice to meet you.
I wanted to show her the green roof.
The what?
Sure, let's go. Come on out.
Thank you.
Hey, feel free to look around.
Wow! What an awesome place for a garden in the middle of a city!
This is great for birds. It's great for people, too, because the plants on the roof keep the school cool.
Really? That is incredible.
Look, a cricket.
Oh, look, those are solar panels.
So cool. The breeze is so nice up here.
I can't believe that plants help keep the building cool.
Yes, and that means the building uses less electricity for air conditioning on days like today than it used to.
What does this mean?
This is the measurement of energy used per square foot.
And since 89 is less than 111, that means the school used less energy last year than it did 8 years ago, before we added the green roof.
And the school stays cool even in hot weather.
Amazing.
Since it's been so hot this spring, I thought I could help keep the birds cool too. I want to make birdhouses with green roofs for the green roof.
That is such a good idea.
I know, right? So I was thinking little green roofs can help keep eggs and baby birds cool when they hatch.
How will you make them?
I was thinking with some juice cartons.
I have supplies you can use.
I want to make one too.
Would it be okay if we use plants from the roof?
Sure, I'll go get some.
Cool.
I was thinking of cutting the top of the box and flipping it over so that the roof works like a planter.
Wow, they look great. Here's some sedums from the green roof.
I like this one.
Now that's what I call a room with a view.